Our next guest is running for Colorado 5th Congressional District as a Republican. He says the current form of government is stale and ineffective, and ineffective GOP leadership to boot. Christopher Mitchell's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. And Mr. Mitchell, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. What separates you, this first question, what separates you from the rest of the candidates, if any other candidates are running for this 5th Congressional District as a Republican?
What separates me is that I'm coming from a very grassroots, I'm not a professional politician. I've been serving over the past 20 years as an electrical engineering contractor, and I am an American. I'm a patriot, and I'm looking to make improvements at the House of Representatives in terms of the fact that we, as a country, I feel the Republic is adrift, and I would qualify and classify myself as a willing, competent, and a visionary servant for the people of this district. And in that regard, I just basically am reaching out as a, I believe that Congress was originally established for the common person to leave their career for a certain amount of time to serve, to represent their district, and to do that all out of the heart and desire for the Republic as a top-down mode of service.
So when you talk about a grassroots effort, what's the hardest part about starting off in that fashion to unseat a Republican, in this case, Doug Lamborn, who's been in that position for a number of years?
Okay, what I've experienced over the last year is I have gained a lot of notoriety and support in the Mountain Shadows area and over here on the west side of town, of Colorado Springs, especially with organizations like the Navigators and just my general community where I live. And I think the hardest part that I've seen from the grassroots is you have to gain the name recognition, and then you have to have a brand that sells well with the constituents that you're going to represent. And, you know, Doug has been a what I call a very reliable conservative vote for, say, military, for evangelical organizations here in town. So I think since he's been around a long time and he's represented these very large organizations, which are pretty much traditional to Colorado Springs, from starting up in the grassroots, you really have to be able to, once you get your name out there, you have to show what value you have as a candidate to the community at large. You have to show what value you have to the organizations which Doug seems at this time to have a great stronghold with.
And we do have an invitation to Doug to join the program as well, so we certainly want to talk to all points of view. As far as you are concerned, what are your next steps? And we got about 45 seconds left here. What are your next steps, and what do you plan on doing to get your name out there?
Okay, my next steps right now is I have to gather signatures so I can have a primary runoff with Doug. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be using my notoriety that I built over here on the west side of town as a springboard to start getting those signatures, and then also branching out on in other events that I'm going to hold.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Christopher Mitchell, who's running for the 5th Congressional District as a Republican. Mr. Mitchell, thanks again for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a good day. Thank you.